Hi, this is Rob and Mike from the McClellan Financial Group, and this is Think Smart with TMFG. Good day, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. So you had mentioned to me sort of an interesting concept that I thought we might explore today, and that was, right all of the time versus right the majority of the time, and protection against the possible. So help me understand it. It sounds like quite an interesting concept.
Well,
give me an example of something that's, where you need to be right all the time.
So we act as your advisor, and in many matters, right? And being your advisor, at certain times, we're expected to give you the absolute right, perfect advice. And many times you can do that. There's other times when we're required to give you the best expected results advice. And sometimes, most of the time that works out. The idea is to have things work out the majority of the time. And there's other certain times when we have to make sure that you're protected against anything go wrong with you. So start off with the first thing. Let's start off with an example of right advice all the time. Tax advice. Someone says, should I do my RSP? Should I deduct this from my income? It's a pretty easy advice to give. That's probably the simplest part of our job. Things that are black and white and very easy to do. And the quality of that advice is you can get good quality advice from a lot of advisors on that because it's pretty black and white. And as you start to move down these roads, it's funny, the experience of the advisor becomes a more important role. So that's an example of things that your advisor should always be right on.
So an example would be, a client's trying to figure out whether they got a little RSP room, whether they should put that money in, or maybe it should go into their TFSA. Maybe they should pay down debt, or maybe they should put it into their open account.
Yeah.
Or maybe go on a trip. So there's a really simple answer there, right?
Just numbers, right?
It's just numbers.
Numbers are simple. Numbers don't lie. So numbers are really easy.
Okay, so you're going to get that one right all the time. So let's go to maybe right the majority of the time. What's an example of that?
So this is, a lot of this would be involved in portfolio mix. What type of portfolio mix should I be in? Should I have bonds? Should I have equities? Is that going to outperform? And a lot of times when we get into this is as we start to recommend people take equity positions in their portfolio, what you're hoping for is the majority of time equities will outperform bonds or fixed income. But the majority of time doesn't mean all the time, right? And there's going to be certain periods of time where we're not going to be right when we say, you should invest your money now. Certain times we're not going to know what's happened on the market. And for a period of time, we may be wrong on that. Eventually, as time goes on, that advice will generally put itself to be the right advice for their retirement and their goals. So that would be an example of the majority of the time.
So it's interesting. I was looking at some numbers recently. It's 2019, looking at June 30th numbers. And the 10-year returns for a lot of client portfolios look excellent right now.
Yep.
The year-to-date numbers are pretty good. The 3 to 5, not so good. But the 10-year numbers are north of 7% all the way up to 14, 15%. Why is that? Why is the 10-year number so good right now?
Well, start date bias. When we went 10 years ago, it was after the correction.
So it was 2009. We were just a few months after the bottom of the market. So that 10-year number looks really good. So when I was looking at this data, I saw a 20-year number.
Yep.
And I had always looked at some client portfolios and looked at their longer-term returns, 18, 19, 20 years, and said, those numbers look really low. And I was sort of feeling guilty that we had done a bad job. And then when I looked at the 20-year number today, it all came to light. So what do you think the 20-year number is on an all-equity portfolio?
Maybe 7 or 6?
4.5%. So why is it so low? Like 20 years is a long time. But if you think about it, 2019, go back 20 years, you're 1999. That was the peak of the market. So, like the gondola in Whistler, it's peak to peak.
Yeah, you've had the two biggest corrections in the last century in that 20-year period.
Absolutely. And you're measuring from a top to who knows whether it's another top. Certainly the market's high. What's interesting is 6 months from now, a year from now, that 20-year number will go from 4% to 8%.
Yep.
Just in that short period of time.
Yep.
And no one takes that into account. So as much as we can do all these predictions, we don't know when that bad 20-year number will be. We don't know when that great 10-year number will be. We can only look back and use data and factor that all into the plan. So go to the third one that you talked about, which was protection against the possible. What do you mean by that?
So a lot of this becomes relevant in estate planning, right? And when you do estate planning, you have to be careful of things that could happen and not even likely to happen. But the things that could happen with estate can cause a lot of damage. And a lot of people come up with very simplistic ways to split up an estate, and it seems like a very easy way to go until one thing goes wrong. And if one thing goes wrong, someone dies before they're supposed to, someone's spouse gets divorced, anything like that happens, although it's not the most likely outcome that would happen, if it does happen, it can tremendously change the whole situation. So a lot of times when you're doing estate planning, you have to protect everyone against, you try to make it designed for the most likely, but in doing that, you still have to protect against unlikely things that could happen. And there's really a big protection mechanism, any type of estate planning. Again, insurance is very similar. Insurance, if you look at buying term insurance, generally speaking, term insurance is not a good financial idea. But when it's needed, it's the most important piece of your financial plan, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we've got a big client base and we see everything. We see people die long before they're supposed to and completely unexpectedly, and they need that term insurance. The difficult part, and we've discussed this before, is everyone thinks they're going to make it to 90, 95 or 85 anyways. But we know it's not like that. There's people dropping off at, you know, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way. It's just life. That's what happens.
Disability insurance from dealing with people over the years is one of the most important things that anyone can have. And the statistics are very clear in disability. It's when you look at the numbers, the percentage of people that end up with disabled in a lifetime is stunningly high. It's something like 50%.
It's 50%. Yeah.
North of that will end up with a disability over the lifetime. No one thinks it's going to be them.
Right.
Right. I never think it would be me. You never thought it would be you.
So you're going to be in the good 50s.
I want to be in the good 50 because you took the bad 50.
I took the bad 50. So you still probably think you're good.
Yeah. So right? I'm safe. I thank you for that.
I don't know. I don't think so. That may not be, you know, you may need a bigger subset than two people.
Yeah. So it's a very difficult for people to conceptualize how that works. But again, that's another part of financial planning, which is protect against the possible.
So, you know, you've got three concepts, being right all the time, being right the majority of the time, and protecting against the possible. Are these some of the roles that advisors play, the different hats that we wear?
I think it's a big role if you have a really good advisor, they're looking at all these three different points. And the more experience you're going to get is going to do the more difficult ones, because they're going to have the experience of seeing this protection against the possible. They've seen it is possible. So when you have someone with years experience in advising, they know stuff can actually happen, because it's very hard to believe that these things are going to happen until you've actually seen it happen inside your client base. And again, being right the majority of the time, it's something you have to look at. What are the odds on everything? I mean, that's a bit of a game of odds, and you're trying to always tilt the portfolio in your favor. And that's a big part of the job.
So I think it's interesting. You know, I had a client in earlier today, and one of the questions was, so how do you think, you know, how's the market going to do? You know, we're off to a good start to the end of June. How's the market going to do the rest of the year? And I said my typical response, which is, I have no idea. And he said, well, you always say that. And I said, I do. And if I stop always saying that, then it's time to change your advisor.
Yep.
I think it's interesting to point out, you know, why not to rely on expert opinions. And I think it'd be fun to mention that If we went back to the beginning of this basketball season, I don't think the Raptors were anyone's favorite to win the world championship.
Not at all.
And here they are. They're world beaters. Yep. And we get to hold that title for another 12 months. And at the beginning of the year, we were probably, I don't know, 30-1 odds.
Yep.
And it paid off. The experts were wrong. The experts are normally wrong. They're interesting to listen to, but most of the time, they're wrong.
Yep.
That's it for today. This is Rob and Mike with TMFG.
You have been listening to the McClelland Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources, however, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.